Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. I am so thankful to the Lord, amen, that we're able to gather this morning, amen, to read through Deuteronomy. We're coming from chapters 29 through 31 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. It is always a pleasure and always an honor to have you in attendance. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me, for being a part of this broadcast, a part of this ministry. I am thankful to the Lord for you, and I am praying, amen, that the Lord bless you real good throughout your whole life, throughout this season. Amen. I'm looking forward to reports about the breakthroughs and the breakouts. Glory to God. Amen. About salvation being wrought, because God is bringing Jesus, is bringing salvation forth with his mighty hand. Amen. I'm going to give you my email address right now while we're talking about it, because please share with me. I want to rejoice with you in the things that the Lord is doing. My email address is elderljt@gmail.com. Elderljt@gmail.com. All lowercase. Elderljt@gmail.com. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we're reading today from Deuteronomy chapters 29 through 31 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that you have formed in the atmosphere. We thank you, Lord God, that that healing has already begun in each and every one of us. We give glory to you, O God, for bringing us salvation with your mighty hand and for being our hero, our protection, our strength, our help. Lord God, our strength. I know I said that already, but Lord, our provision, our hope. Oh, Lord God, the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord, for grace, unmerited favor. Though we were worthy of death, Lord God, you loved us with an everlasting love, and you paved the way that we be, that our alienated relationship from the Father was healed by your power and by your might and by your sacrifice. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory today. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord God, bless us today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, see our needs, Lord, each and every one of us coming before you with something, Lord God, something, Lord God, but most of all, a need, a yearning, Lord God, to be closer to you. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to come close. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and even bury ourselves in your bosom, Lord God, that we might become all that you called for us to be, all that you destined that we be, all that you created us to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory. Bless, oh God, as we go forth in this reading today. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. Give us revelation from on high, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we see and know and do what thus saith the Lord. God, bless your people everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We're coming from Deuteronomy 29 through 31 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Now Moses called all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and all his servants and to all the land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great wonders. yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or similar drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. And when you came to this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, came out against us battle, and we conquered them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today, God, your leaders and your tribes and your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives. Also, the stranger who is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today, that he may establish you today as a people for himself, and that he may be God to you, just as he has spoken to you, and just as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I make this covenant and this oath, not with you alone, but with him who stands here with us today before the Lord our God, as well as with him who is not here with us today. For you know that we dwelt in the land of Egypt, and that we came through the nations which you passed by, and you saw their abominations and their idols which were among them, wood and stone and silver and gold. So that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, and that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or wormwood. And so it may not happen when he hears the words of this curse that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I follow the dictates of my heart. As though the drunkard could be included with the sober. The Lord would not spare him, for then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy would burn against that man, and every curse that is written in this book would settle on him, and the Lord would blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord would separate him from all the tribes of Israel for adversity, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this of the law, so that the coming generation of your children who rise up after you, and the foreigner who comes from a far land, would say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which the Lord has laid on it, the whole land is brimstone, salt, and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrown of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zebulun, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath. All nations would say, why has the Lord done so to this land? What does the heat of this great anger mean? Then people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods that they did not know and that he had not given to them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against this land to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now it shall come to pass, when all these things shall come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you.
If any of you are driven out to the furthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Also, the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and those who hate you, who persecuted you, and you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand and in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven, but that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea, that you may say, who will go over the sea, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away, so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. Then Moses went and spoke those words to all of Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests and the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting that I may inaugurate him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of meeting. Now the Lord appeared at the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot with the gods of the foreign of with the gods of the foreigners of the land where they go to be among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, have not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods. Now, therefore, write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me, children of Israel, when I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers that they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat. Then they turn to other gods and serve them, and they will provoke me and break my covenant. Then it shall be when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them. Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. So it was, when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I yet live, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. I have read and you have heard from Deuteronomy chapters 29 through 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you will continue, glory to God, to join me in this journey through the end of this year, this journey through a year in the word. Amen.